स्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। ॐ नमश्चण्डिकायै। सो वि डूइंग दि अर्गला स्तोत्रम् as the second line has the same prayer. The prayer has to be emphasized. The prayer has to be emphatic and ardent and serious. Then there's repetition of the same prayer. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yesho Dehi, Dvisho Jahi. So Rupam Dehi, actually you ask for the vision of Devi's Swarupam. Jayam Dehi, you pray for the absolute victory in terms of moksha, Jivan Mukti. And Yashaha Dehi, the absolute glory, fame is only in accomplishing the absolute victory. Therefore, Dvishaha Dehi. So remove all enmity or hostility, means help me resolve all the negative tendencies of enemies. We prayed for that. You know that we have, let us read, where did we stop?
Seventh verse, Swamini.
Seventh one? Okay. वन्दितां घ्रियुगे देवी सर्वसौभाग्यदायिनी रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषो जहि। सो अगेन वन्दित अंघ्रियुगे देवी सर्वसौभाग्यदायिनी अड्रेसिंग देवी बाय थ्री नेम्स ऑल थ्री वर्ड्स आर इन वोकेटिव केस Vanditangri Yuga. I said Yugam or Yugalam means both. Angri Yugalam, Angri Yugam. Angri Yugam means a pair, 2 feet. Angri Yugam Vanditam Yasyaha. Sa Vandita Angriyuga. So Vandita Angriyuge means, O Devi, the one whose feet are bowed to. Devi, O effulgent one. Sarva Saubhagya Dayini. I explained last class, Sarva Saubhagya. Dayini, bestower of all forms of fortune, all fortunes in their entirety. Sarva Saubhagya Dayini. Call her by three names, then you express your prayer, repeat your prayer. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Dvisho Jahi. Next. अचिन्त्यरूपचरिते सर्वशत्रुविनाशिनि रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषो जहि। सो द मेन प्रेयर कंटिन्यूस एंड हियर वी आर ओनली कॉलिंग देवी बाय टू अदर डिफरेंट नेम्स द सेम प्रेयर इज रिवील्ड. Devi's name is Achintya Rupa Charita. Achintya Rupa Charita is Akarantaha Strilingaha Achintya Rupa Charita Shabda. Long compound name. Long compound word is one name. One word but long compound word. Achintya Rupa Charita. Nominative. Sarva Shatru Vinashini. Nominative. In vocative case, Achintya Rupa Charite And then Sarvashatru Vinashini. The first word is Akaranta Shabda. Second word is Ikaranta Shabda. Before vocative case, Achintya Rupa Charite Sarvashatru Vinashini. Okay. See, Achintyam, if you take Achintya, first of all, if you take Chintya, Chintayati thinks. The passive verb Chintyate. Chintyate is thought. So Chintyam is a the potential passive participle is Chintya. Chintya can be thought. Can be thought means conceivable, thinkable. Chintya means conceivable, thinkable. That which can be conceived is chintya, like karya, deya, peya, like that. Potential passive participle is what? Chintya. Chintayati thinks. Chintya. Chintyam. Like karyam chintyam. Chintya means that which can be thought, that which can be conceived. Which means conceivable, thinkable. Chintya. Achintya means inconceivable, unthinkable. What is unthinkable? What is inconceivable? Rupam. Rupam. Form. Bhagavati, Devi's form. What is Devi's form? Formlessness is the form of Devi. Abstractness is the form of Devi. So, Devi, who is essentially very knowledge, very consciousness, is not only not available for thought, not only available for sense perception, objectification, it's also not available for thought conception. We always say, see, an object can be understood only if it is available for sense perception. It must be perceptible, or it must be describable, or it must be conceivable. But here, Devi's form is the subtlest reality. Chandi actually is pure consciousness itself. Therefore, Achintya Rupa, Devi is Achintya Rupa. She whose form, she whose essential nature is inconceivable. Why? Devi is the very truth because of whose presence the thinking, the function of thinking, function of mentation is possible. Mind itself is functioning because of Devi's grace. So Devi, who is essentially the truth, because of whose grace, whose blessings, mind is capable of functioning, and that Devi cannot become the object of thought. Therefore, she cannot be conceived, she cannot be thought, she is not object of thought. Achintya Rupa means she who is not available for thought conception. She who is inconceivable, how Devi is. Headache you can conceive. You know, any pain you can conceive. Pain and pleasure you can conceive. Even though you can't perceive, but you can conceive. You can think mentally how it is. But here, what is Devi's rupam? What is Devi's rupam? Inconceivable. Achintya rupa. Achintyam rupam yasyaha. Achintyam rupam yasyaha. She whose form is not conceivable, she is called Achintya Rupa. Achintyam Rupam Yasyaha. Or Yasyaha Rupam Achintyam Sa Achintya Rupa. But not only Rupam, also Charitam. Charitam also means, literally means conduct, behavior. But here you take it as activity. how Devi is manifest, how this is a function, inconceivable. Devi's form and Devi's functions, Devi's order, Devi's activities, nothing is conceivable. Therefore, rupam charitam cha achintye. Yasyaha rupam achintyam, yasyaha charitam achintyam, sa achintya rupa charita. Yasyaha rupam achintyam, yasyaha charitam achintyam, sa achintya rupa charita. She whose essential nature or form and activity are inconceivable. Okay, achintya rupa charita. Oh, achintya rupa charite. Vocative kiss. Oh, the one whose form and activity cannot be conceived at all. Next. Sarva shatru vinashini. Nominative vinashini. Ikaranta shabda. Invocative case short. Vinashini. Sarvan shatrun ya vinashayati. Ya sarvan shatrun vinashayati. Sa sarva shatru vinashini. Sarvan shatrun ya vinashayati. Sa sarva shatru vinashini. Vinashayati, destroyer. So vinashini, destroyer. Vinashayati destroys. Vinashini, destroyer. Destroyer of all enemies. Sarvashatru Vinashini. She who destroys all enemies. Sarvan Shatrun Ya Vinashayati. Sa Sarvashatru Vinashini. Invocative case. O Sarvashatru Vinashini. O destroyer of all enemies. O the one whose form and activity are inconceivable. Calling Devi by that name. Then two names you call her. Achintya Rupa Charite. Sarvashatru Vinashini. Rupam Dehi. Jayam Dehi. Yashodehi. Drishojahi. Okay. The names are very important. Every name, when you are thinking, when you are seeing the name, it is already a dwelling upon Devi only. That's why the class itself I like, because the class is an opportunity for us to see Devi, how Devi is actually. How does Devi destroy all the enemies? All the enemies, whose enemy? One who causes discomfort is enemy. One who does not allow you to be at ease. One who disturbs your easiness is enemy. Okay? And who is the enemy here? There's no enemy outside. All internal enemies. Kama, krodha, lobha, moha, madha, matsarya. The six enemies. Okay? And in the wake of knowledge of the truth, and which is Devi's sarupam, all the resolve. Therefore, Devi, Bhagavan is always said to be the destroyer of enemies. Okay. Achintya Rupa Charite Sarva Shatru Vinashini Rupan Dehi Jayan Dehi Yesho Dehi Drisho Jahi. Next.
Nate Bhyas Sarvada Bhaktya Chandike Durita Pahe. Natebhyas sarvada bhaktya
ಚಂಡಿಕೆ ದುರಿತಾಪಹೇ ನತೆಭ್ಯ ಸರ್ವದಾ ಭಕ್ತ್ಯ ಚಂಡಿಕೆ ದುರಿತಾಪಹೇ ರೂಪಂ ದೇಹಿ ಜಯಂ ದೇಹಿ ಯಶೋ ದೇಹಿ ದ್ವಿಷೋ ಜಹಿ. ಸೊ ಡೋಂಟ್ ಫರ್ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ರೂಪಂ ದೇಹಿ. ಓ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ವಿತ್ ದ ವಿಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೈ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಅಪ್ಟೈನಿಂಗ್ ಆಸ್ ಮೈ ಓನ್ ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ವಿತ್ ದ ವಿಷನ್. Then Jayan Dehi, please bless me with the absolute victory, accomplishing which, the victory which will not get lost, which will stay forever is absolute victory in terms of moksha. Yashaha Dehi, please bless me with that greatest fame of being a wise person. Dvishaha Jahi, O Devi, please help me resolve the enmity, the hostility. Then, how do you call Devi? So look at this. Chandike. Chandika. Akaranta Shabda. In vocative case, Chandike. O Chandike. I already told you the word Chandika means she who helps you resolve the thoughts. Then durita apaha. Durita pahe is a vocative form of durita apaha. Akaranta strilinga shabda. A familiar word ending in the vowel a always comes as ye. Isn't it? Sita, sita. That is durita apaha apahe. See, duritam means papam. Duritam is a synonym of the word papam. Duritam papam mean the same. Apaha. Apaha means she who removes. So durita apaha. Duritanam apaha. Durita apaha. Remover of all sins. Remover of sins. Devi is the remover of sins. Durita apaha. Durita apaha. See, duritanam apaha. When you make a compound word, durita apaha. Durita apaha, because of Savarna Dirga Sandhi becomes what? Durita apaha. Duritangale pokuhindraval. Remover of sins. ಹೇ ದುರಿತಾಪಹೇ ಹೇ ಚಂಡಿಕೆ ಬಟ್ ಶಿ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ದ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೋಮ್ ಇಸ್ ನತೇಭ್ಯ 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 ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನತೇ ನತಾನಾಂ ನತಾನಾಂ ಭಕ್ತಾನಾಂ ನತೇಭ್ಯ. You remove the sins of those people. See, there's a fourth case, fifth case, natebhyaha. Nataha means nata is a participle, bowed. Nata is the past participle, means bowed. You put the visarga, it becomes an adjective. Nataha, the one who has bowed. Nata, bowed, participle. Put the visarga, the becomes adjective, the person who has bowed. And akarantaha pullingaha nata shabdaha. Nataha natau nataha. So natebhyaha means to those who have bowed. To those who have bowed means what? People who have bowed. Okay? You take it as natanam, natebhyaha. And people who bowed to you always with devotion. Bhaktya natanam bhaktanam. Sarvada bhaktya nataha. Sarvada, always. Bhaktya, with devotion. Nataha, those who have bowed. People who have bowed to you always with devotion are Sarvada Bhaktya Nataha. Natebhyaha should be taken as Natana. So Devi is Sarvada Bhaktya Natanam Duritapaha. Take it that way. Sarvada Natanam. Sarvada Bhaktya Natanam Duritapaha. Is it clear? Sarvada Natanam Duritapaha. She who is the remover of sins, she who is the remover of sins of those who bowed to her with devotion. Remover of those who bowed to her with devotion. Devi is the remover of sins of those who bowed to her with devotion. Sarvada Bhaktya Natebhyah or Natanam Duritapaha. So you say, O remover of sins of those who bowed to you with the devotion. Means very, the way you, when you call Devi, O Devi who removes the sins of those who bowed to you, those who bowed. The second name is Chandike. The two you call, let's have finished. Sarvada Bhaktya Natanam Duritapahe. Arnatevibhya duritapahe chandike rupam dehi jayan dehi yasho dehi dvisho jahi. Is it clear? Clear or not? Bhaktiyudan eppozhudum vanangugindravargaludaiya paapangalai pokugindravale chandikaye. You call her like that. If you do not understand something, what I'm saying, just ignore it. Okay? Don't miss anything. Nice, isn't it? And then, Devi removes the sins of those who bowed to her means what? Devi removes the sins of those who bowed to her means not simply physically doing namaskara. Here, those who bowed to her means those who surrendered to her. Those who have surrendered to her means those who have surrendered their will to Bhagavan, Devi in the form of Dharma. Those who have surrendered or bowed to means or surrendered their will to Bhagavan in the form of Dharma means those who are committed to live a life of Dharma. So Devi removes the sins of those who follow Dharma. That's the meaning. Is it clear? Devi removes the sins of those who follow Dharma. Okay, next. Stuvadbhyo bhakti puram tvam chandike vyadhinashini. Stuvadbhyo bhakti puram tvam chandike vyadhinashini. Stuvadbhyo bhakti puram tvam chandike vyadhinashini. Rupam dehi jayam dehi. Yasho dehi dvisho jahi. Stuvadbhyo. So I hope my repetition does not make you feel tired, bored. Stuvadbhyo bhakti puram त्वाम् चंडिके व्याधिनाशिनी स्तुवद्भ्यो भक्ति पूर्वं त्वाम् चंडिके व्याधिनाशिनी रूपं देहि जयन्दे यशो देहि द्विषोजहि. Again the name Chandike continues. Chandike, O mother Chandika, Chandike. Then Vyadhinashini, Vyadhinashini, Vyadhim Nashayati, Iti Vyadhinashini. Or Ya Vyadhim Nashayati, Sa Vyadhinashini. Vyadhiyai Aikindraval, Pokkindraval. Vyadhim, Vyadhihi, Vyadhihi nominative, Vyadhim objective case. Vyadhim, Vyadhim, Nashayati, Vyadhi Nashini. You're allowed to watch more than one episode, okay? Go. Vyadhim, Vyadhim, Nashayati, या सा व्याधिनाशिनी. Okay, go. Okay, watch only one, okay? Go. Not more than that. Listen to school the rest. व्याधिम या नाशयति. Take advantage, okay? They know I'm watching, I'm doing class, they want to watch. The parents don't let them watch television. They're allowed to watch any video games, not allowed to watch television, very strict. So when I'm here, they take advantage. Okay. Vyadhim Nashayati Ya Vyadhinashini. Invocative case, O Vyadhinashini, O destroyer of diseases. See, David will destroy all the diseases. What diseases? Ajnanam, disease of ignorance, disease of very fundamental disease, basic disease. The root cause of all diseases. All other diseases we have are symptoms of the root disease. You know that. Ignorance is the disease. Ignorance cause ahankara is the disease. And ahankara caused erroneous perception is disease. Erroneous perception caused wrong notions about the self or disease. Everything is disease. So vyadhinashini, remover of all diseases. But she removes the disease. She is the remover of diseases of whom? He says, stuvadbhyaha bhakti puram tvam stuvadbhyaha vyadhinashini. See, stuvadbhyaha. The verb is stauti. Stauti means praises, glorifies, stauti. From here you get the noun stutihi. I told you many times. But in nominative, in dative case plural, stuvat, stuvat. Because stuvat, stuvat means the one who praises, one who glorifies, one who worships. And stuvat bhyaha, stuvatam. Those who glorify you, tvam stuvadbhyaha. Those who glorify you, those who praise you, tvam stuvatam vyadhinashini. Devi, you are the remover of diseases of those who worship you, praise you, glorify you. How? With the devotion. Instead of saying bhaktya, third case, you can say bhakti purvam. Bhakti purvam. Bhakti purvam, bhakti purvam. Bhakti purvam, bhakti purvakam means filled with devotion. Bhakti purvakam with the devotion. So Devi is the destroyer of diseases of those who glorify her, praise her, worship her with devotion. Stuvatam. Stuvatbhyaha should be taken as stuvatam. Takaranta shabda. Stuvat. Takarantaha pullingaha stuvat shabda. Stuvat means the one who worships, the one who praises, the one who glorifies. Suvadbhyaha, fourth case, plural, fifth case, plural. You take it as positive case. Stuvatam. Now, Tvam, objective case of Tvam. Tvam, bhaktipuram stuvatam vyadhinashini. You are the destroyer of diseases of those who worship you, glorify you, praise you with devotion. And you call her, destroyer of diseases of those who worship you with devotion. Bhaktudan tudikkindavargaludaya vyadhigalai neekugindravale chandikaye. Tvam. How to write it? Tvam bhaktipuram stuvadbhyaha stuvatam vyadhinashini. Vocative case. Chandike. Is it clear? Chandike, first address. Then vyadhinashini, second address. But she, that's a very important, is destroyer of, destroyer or remover of diseases. But whose diseases she removes, that is very important. Yes, no, she will not remove the diseases of everybody, okay? Only she'll remove the diseases of those who worship her, praise her, glorify her. Stuvadbhyo bhakti puram tvam chandike vyadhinashini. Rupan dehi jayandehi yasho dehi dusho jahi. Next. Chandike satatam ye tvam archayantiha bhaktitaha. 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 Rupam dehi jayandehi yasho dehi dusho jahi. Or you can say, O destroyer of diseases, O Chandike, may you bless with your, bless with the clear vision and moksha and fame, remove the enmity of those who bow to you, worship you with devotion. Now next here, Chandike. Again, Chandike, 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 Chandike. Chandika is the name. But you call her again and again, Chandike, Chandike, Chandike. Suppose you call only once. They won't listen. Sandra, 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 Sandra. You call her 3-4 times, she will, oh my God, why is she calling me so many times? She'll listen to me. So there you are, Chandike. Again Chandike. Oh Chandike. And you know the name, meaning of the word Chandike. Ye Tvam Bhaktitaha Archayanti. See the Satatam. First Chandike. Satatam always. Satatam is an avyayam padam. Indeclinable word. Satatam, always. Satatam means sada. Sada, Sarvada, Satatam mean the same. Always. Ye, relative pronoun. Isn't it? K, interrogative pronoun. Relative pronoun. Sitte, those. Ete, these. K, who. Now, ye, those who. Yavargal. Twam. After ye, you have twam. Twam is what? Objective case of Yushmadda Shabda. Dakarantaha Trishu Lingeshu Samanaha Yushmadda Shabdaha. Remember it now. Yushmadda Shabdaha. For all three genders the same. What is nominative? Twam. You. Objective case? Twam unnai. Twam ni. Twam unnai. Isn't it? Ye those who twam archayanti. Archayanti, third person, plural, present tense verb. Archayanti. Praise or worship. Glorify. Archayanti. Iha. Iha means here. In this life. So those who always worship you, bhakti taha. Again with devotion. See, bhaktya means with devotion. Bhakti purvakam, bhakti purvam, with devotion. Bhakti taha, with devotion. Okay? Bhakti inda. That's the meaning. Okay. Bhakti taha. With devotion. Bhakti taha. Iha. Ye. Twam. Satatam. Archayanti. Ye. Those people. O Devi. Chandike. Those people who worship you here always with devotion, to them may you bless them. May you bless them, give them the vision of the Swarupam. Mok with Jayam, Yeshaha, and remove their hostility. Is it clear? It's okay if you don't bless other people, at least people who always worship you. Swami, so this line, what is the line, what is the lesson here for us? It's not enough you worship Bhagavan once in a while. We must be always worshipping Bhagavan, always praising Bhagavan, always praising Bhagavan, always praying to Bhagavan. How long? I'm tired of praying. You're lazy to pray to Bhagavan also, isn't it? You can't do anything, at least pray to Bhagavan always. Prayer also is a karma. You know that? Because we're so lazy. We only think of Bhagavan, pray to Bhagavan, worship Bhagavan only when we are in trouble. Otherwise, we do not think of Bhagavan. That's natural, very human tendency is that. So satatam, whether problems are in life or not, whether everything is going smoothly or not, always we should be praying to Devi, worshipping Devi, praising Bhagavan, glorifying Bhagavan. Why? That's the only way of being able to place attention in Bhagavan. Never forget Bhagavan. That's called Nirantara Bhakti, isn't it? So, Ye Satatam Tvam Bhaktya Iha Archayanti. Hey Chandike, Tebhyaha, to them, please give to us Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Esho Dehi, Dvishaha Jehi. Suppose if you are not worshipping Devi always, not praying to Devi or thinking of Devi, or even then we can't ask her to remove, give all these things.
Swamini.
Yeah.
Swamini.
Yeah?
Bhakti taha. This taha, could it be fifth case? As in Nagara taha.
No. Yes. Bhakti taha means bhakti, fifth case only. Tritiyarthe panchami.
Tritiyarthe panchami.
Yeah. Bhakti taha. Bhakti inda. Bhakti inda.
Okay, Swami.
And I have told in Kannada itself, first itself. Okay. Bhakti taha, bhaktya, bhakti purum means the same. Is it clear? Is the sentence, see, ye, tvam, iha, bhakti taha, satatam archayanti, e chandike, tebhyaha, rupam dehi, jayan dehi, yasho dehi, dvisho jahi. Is it clear? And who are those people? He says, we always worship you with devotion. O Devi, those people who worship you always devotion are us. Okay, we worship you. To us. That's the main. Any doubts? Is it clear or not? Matthew? It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay, thanks.
Dehi saubhagyam arogyam, dehi me paramam sukham. Dehi saubhagyam arogyam, dehi me paramam sukham. Rupam dehi jayan dehi, yasho dehi dvisho jahi. Dehi saubhagyam arogyam, dehi me paramam sukham. Rupam dehi jayan dehi, yasho dehi dvisho jahi. Now, so here, Devi's name is unmentioned. You start asking, dehi, 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 dehi. Six times you ask dehi. Dehi, 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 dehi. Okay, five times you ask for give, give, give. Once you say remove. Jahi, dvishaha jahi, remove the hostility. Then dehi. Rupam dehi, you know the meaning. Jayam dehi, you know the meaning. Yashaha dehi, you know the meaning. The first line, dehi saubhagyam, dehi saubhagyam. In fact, saubhagyam means good fortune. Please do bless me with all good fortune. Good fortune implies again, knowledge. The best of the fortunes is knowledge, wisdom. Saubhagyam dehi means absolute wellness. Saubhagyam means good fortune. Bhaga means fortune. Bhagyam means fortune. So, bhaga becomes saubhagyam, means good fortune. What is the best fortune, good fortune? No, here absolute wellness. Saubhagyam, good fortune, which implies absolute wellness. What is absolute wellness? The wellness which is the physical wellness, the mental wellness. Absolute wellness is the holistic. Absolute wellness is being one's own self. You know that? Just being yourself is being absolutely well. I like it. That's why it's, in Sanskritam it's called swasthyam. Swasthyam means health. Swastyam means health. Swastaha means healthy. So, good fortune. Suppose Artha is good fortune, Kama is good fortune, Dharma is good fortune. What is absolute good fortune? What absolutely good fortune? Absolute wellness. What is absolute wellness? Being one's own self. Being one's own self is being, remaining in one's, reveling in one's own real nature. It's very profound. Okay. Saubhagyam Dehi. Literal sense, O Devi, please bless me with all that I need to make my life meaningful and complete. Devi, please bless me with everything that I need to make my life meaningful and complete and successful. You need good food, good shelter, good clothing, good friends, good neighbors, and good shastram, good everything good. For saubhagyam. For saubhagyam is a very, it implies absolute wellness in terms of wisdom, jnanam, accomplishing which one can be just one by oneself. Being oneself, being one's own self, being able to be by absolute wellness, which is freedom, wisdom. Again, being and blessed with everything that one needs in life to make this life meaningful and complete is also what? Absolute wellness, good fortune. So, saubhagyam dehi. Then, arogyam dehi. Arogyam, good physical health. Arogyam dehi. O Devi, please bless me with good physical health and mental health. So, saubhagyam means what? This absolute wellness implies wisdom. Everything that you need to live this, make this life meaningful and complete. Arogyam dehi. Then, dehi me paramam sukham. Paramam sukham. May, please give me, may to me, paramam sukham. Sukham means pleasure. But paramam sukham, absolute happiness. Which is moksha. So, in this line, you really ask for everything. Hey Devi, saubhagyam dehi. Bless me with everything that I need. Bless me with all good fortunes I need to make this life meaningful and complete. Please bless me with good physical health and mental health. And please bless me with the absolute sukham, exalted sukham. In terms of moksha, dehi saubhagyam, arogyam, dehi me paramam sukham, dehi rupam, dehi jayam, dehi yashaha, dvishaha jahi. Is it clear? Dehi saubhagyam, arogyam, dehi me paramam sukham, Rupan dehi jayandehi, yasho dehi dvisho jahi. Next. Videhi dvishatam nasham, videhi balamuchakaihi, videhi dvishatam nasham, videhi balamuchakaihi, videhi dvishatam nasham, videhi balamuchakaihi. Rupan dehi jayandehi, yasho dehi dvisho jahi. First you saw dehi, third dakara, isn't it? Now dehi. Dehi, videhi means the same. But videhi, again, may you place, may you give dehi, but videhi may you place. May you place means again, may you bless me with. May you give, same, the meaning is the same, videhi. May you give, again what? Vishatam nasham. See, dvishati, please note the verb, dvishati means hates. Dvishati is a verb which means hates. Verukkindravan, the one who hates is dvishat purushaha. Takarantaha pullingha dvishat shabdaha, the one who hates. So dvishata is a possessive plural. Dvishan, dvishantam, dvishata, dvishate, dvishataha, dvishataha. And possessive plural is what? Dvishatam. Nashaha, destruction. Nasham is objective case. O Devi, give me, what is it? Bless me with that boon of having the enemies destroyed. Dvishatam Nasham. Destruction of those who hate. People who hate definitely will be very disruptive. People who hate will be destructive, disruptive, damaging, troublesome. So, dvishatam nasham dehi, dehi. May you place the destruction of those who hate, thereby those who disrupt, those who damage, those who disturb the order. Dvishatam nasham videhi. Videhi balam uch. So, place the strength means give the strength. Balam videhi means balam dehi. Now we are as though we are very weak. So, balam videhi. Please give us the strength. And uchakaihi great strength. Uchakaihi balam videhi. Uchakaihi increasingly. That's the meaning. O Devi, bless us with the strength increasingly. It blesses with a great strength. Uchakaihi balam videhi. Vishatam nasham videhi. So videhi literally means may you press, may you place. It means may you give. Videhi dvishatam nasham. Videhi balamuchakaihi, rupam dehi jayandehi, yasho dehi dvisho jahi. Next. Videhi devi kalyanam, videhi paramam shriyam. Videhi devi kalyanam, videhi paramam shriyam, rupam dehi jayandehi. Yasho dehi dvisho jahi, rupam dehi jayandehi, dvisho यशो देहि द्विषोजहि विधेहि देवि कल्याणम् विधेहि परमं श्रियम् रूपं देहि जयं देहि यशो देहि द्विषोजहि हे देवी हियर नाउ इन थ्री वर्सेस वी डिडंट हैव एनी टू वर्सेस देयर इज नो डिड नॉट एड्रेस देवी इज सिंपली ओनली देयर इज अ प्रेयर वाज प्रेजेंटेड इन mantra 12 mantra 13 mantra 14 again we are calling devi as devi o devi o effulgent one kalyanam videhi paramam shriyam videhi see kalyanam is a synonym of the word shubham mangalam கல்யாணம் சுபம் மங்களம் சிவம் ஷம் பத்ரம் ஸ்வஸ்தி ஆல் த வேர்ட்ஸ் மீன் த சேம் கல்யாணம் சி இன் தமிழ் பீப்புள் வில் மிஸ் கல்யாணம் மீன்ஸ் மேரேஜ் கல்யாணம் ஓகே பிகாஸ் மேரேஜ் இஸ் சப்போஸ் டு பிரிங் ஜாய் Therefore, marriage is meant by the word Kalyanam in Tamil. So, the wedding itself is called Kalyanam in Tamil, for Tamil people. So, they'll, but here Kalyanam does not mean just the marriage. Kalyanam means Shubham, Shivam, Mangalam, Bhadram, Sham, Swasti. All these words mean the same. Auspiciousness. O Devi, Kalyanam Videhi, may you bless us with auspiciousness. May you bless us with auspiciousness means, may you bless us with everything auspicious. Anything and everything which paves way for the attainment of jnanam, mental preparation and moksha is auspicious. Okay, anything and everything which paves way for the attainment of mental preparedness, which paves way for being able to follow dharma is auspicious. Which paves way for attainment of knowledge or moksha is said to be auspicious. So, O Devi, please bless us with all auspiciousness. Kalyanam Videhi. Then, Paramam Shriyam Videhi. Shrihi means wealth. Wealth, prosperity. Paramam Shriyam Videhi. Please bless me with absolute wealth, abundance of wealth. You can ask for, we want wealth relative sense and also absolute sense. So please bless me with all forms of wealth. And also absolute wealth, exalted wealth, paramashrihi. The most exalted wealth is knowledge, wisdom, moksha. But so here, paramashrihi, you can also take it as, O Devi, please bless us with abundance of wealth or exalted wealth, bless us with auspiciousness. Is it clear? Kalyanam Videhi, Paramam Shriyam Videhi. We should never get tired of asking Devi. Okay, every day, get up in the morning and chant as many times as memorize it, ask repeatedly. Videhi Devi Kalyanam Videhi Paramam Shriyam Videhi Paramam Shriyam Videhi Paramam Shriyam Videhi Paramam Shriyam. Ask her, why should not ask tired? Don't be tired. Don't feel shy. Ask Devi repeatedly, ask for wealth, okay? How can you ask more than once? Okay, you should not ask your friends more than once. They'll get tired, okay? But Devi will not get tired. Ask Paramam Shriyam Videhi, Videhi Paramam Shriyam. Videhi paramam shriyam. Videhi paramam shriyam. Don't be tired. Okay? Videhi devi kalyanam. Videhi paramam shriyam. Oh Devi, please bless us with all auspiciousness. Bless us with exalted wealth or abundance of wealth. Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Yesho Dehi, Dvisho Jahi. I'm going to next line. Sura Sura Shiro Ratna Nighrishta Charanembike. Sura Sura Shiro Ratna Nighrishta Charanembike.
No, wait.
Sura Sura Shiro Ratna Nighrishta Charanembike. Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yesho Dehi Disho Jahi. Sura Sura Shiro Ratna Nighrishta Charanem Bike. Kids take for granted, okay? Sura Sura Shiro Ratna Nighrishta Charanem Bike. Rupan Dehi Jayan Dehi Yesho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. So here, we are calling, the prayer is the same prayer. Rupam Dehi Jayan Dehi Yesho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. Same prayer. But we are calling Devi by one name. And that one name is a long name. It's a long compound. What is that name? Sura Asura Sura Asura. Let us see the first line is one long compound, which is a name of Devi and is in vocative case. Sura, let us understand the compound first. Sura means devas. Asura, demons. Okay, devas and demons. Sura, asura, sura, asura. Shiro Ratna. Shiro Ratna. Shiraha means head. Ratna means jewel. Ratnam actually means gem. Shiro Ratnam means the crest jewel. Nighrishta. Nighrishta means, see, Nigharshanam. Nigharshati. Nigharshati means rubs. Nigharshati rubs. Nigharshanam rubbing. Nigrishta rubbed. Nigrishta participle. Nigharshati rubs. Nigharshanam rubbing. Nigrishta rubbed. Then charanam, charanaha, foot. One foot is charanaha. Charanau, feet. Now, sura, asura, shiroratna, nigrishta, charani, Devi. Devi's name is sura, asura, shiroratna, nigrishta, charana. One long name, okay? Surasura Shiroratna Nighrishta Charana is Devi's name. Surasura Shiroratna Nighrishta Charana. First name. Next name is Ambika. The two names. Ambika is one name. Another name is Surasura Shiroratna Nighrishta Charana. In vocative case, Surasura Shiroratna Nighrishta Charane Ambike. Ambike means O Mother. Ambika means Mother. Amba Ambika, same meaning. Mata, Amba, Ambika, same meaning. But Mata Rikaranta Shabda, Ambika Akaranta Shabda. Ambike, O mother. Then, which are the mother she is? Ambika, mother means not local mother. The mother of all mothers. Mother of the whole cosmos. Mother of the entire universe. Mother of all beings. Therefore, Ambike, O mother. She and you, whose feet are touched. Literally it means rubbed. You can say touched. She whose feet are touched by the crest jewels of devas and asuras. Devas also go and bow to her feet. Asuras also go and bow to her feet. When they bow to her feet, they all have their crest jewels and their crest jewels touch the feet of Devi. So she whose feet are touched or rubbed by the crest jewels of devas and asuras. The crest jewel, the gems which they wear the forehead or the diadem maybe. Sura asura shiroratna nighrishta charana.
Is that where they get the crystal? Sorry. Is that where they get the crystal of discrimination?
Actually, shiraha means the head. Ratnam means a gem. But shiroratnam, when it comes to get, come together, we always say, actually, crest jewel. Actually, crest jewel. Shiroratnam means the gem, precious gem, studded in the diadem, which is a crest jewel, isn't it? Literally we say, so shiroratram means a crest jewel, crest gem. There's always Devi is shown with a nice, beautiful diadem, you know, which has the, it's a gem studded diadem she has. See, they had to bow, no. The Deva Asuras had to bow to her feet. When they bow, naturally, the jewel they have, which is crest jewel is the diadem also. The diadem, no? Crown, which touches her feet. So Suranam, Asuranam, Shiro Ratnehi, Nigrushtau charanau yasyaha. Surasuranam, suranam, asuranam, shiroratnaihi, nigrushtau charanau yasyaha. Sa surasura shiroratna nigrushta charana. Long name. சுரர்கள் அசுரர்களுடைய சிவரத்னங்களால் தொடப்பட்ட திருவடி உடையவளே சுர அசுர சிரோரத்ன நிகிருஷ்ட சரணேம் சரணே அம்பிகே ஓ மதர் ஓ த ஒன் ஹூஸ் ஃபீட் ஆர் டச்ட் பை த கிரஸ்ட் ஜுவல்ஸ் ஆஃப் தேவாஸ் அண்ட் அசுராஸ். I said nigarshati, nigarshanam, nighrishta. Got the meaning? Sura sura shiroratna nighrishta charane ambike. Charane ambike. We call they by two names. One name is a long compound. or the last one is Ambike, separate name. Then you pray, ask for Rupan Dehi Jayan Dehi Yasho Dehi Dusho Jahi. Next, Vidyavantam Yashas. Is okay for me to go ahead? Okay. Vidyavantam Yashasvantam Lakshmivantam Janankuru. Vidyavantam Yashasvantam Lakshmivantam Janankuru. Rupam Dehi Jayan Dehi Yasho Dehi Dusho Jahi. I'm surprised that Jaya is missing the class today. Isn't Sandra? Jaya never missed the class. Jaya and she never missed the class today. She's missing, I think. Vidyavantam Yashasvantam Lakshmivantam Janam Kuru. Rupam Dehi Jayan Dehi Yasho Dehi Dusho Jahi. So here, when you seek Devi's grace, O Devi, make me a person. Kuru means do, but Kuru also means, Kuru is an imperative verb of Karoti. Karoti means does, performs. Is it? Karoti means does. Karoti means makes. Karoti means performs. So, Kuru means may you make, may you do, may you perform. But here you should take it as may you make. O Devi, may you make me the person, Janam Kuru. May you make me the person, Janam Kuru. Eppadipatta Janamaha Yaniyakku, what sort of person should you make me? See, Vidyavan Purusha, Vidyavan Janaha, Yashaswan Janaha, Lakshmivan Janaha. Okay? See, Vidyavan is actually Vidya Yasya Asti Saha Vidyavan. Yasya Asti Saha Yashaswan. Yaha Lakshmi Saha Lakshmivan. Is it clear? So, takaranta shabdaha, vidyavat shabdaha, yashasvat shabdaha, lakshmivat shabdaha. Like, gunavat, dhanavat. One who has dhanam is dhanavat. One who has gunam is gunavat. And then one who has vidya is vidyavat, yashasvat, lakshmivat. Takarantaha, pullingaha, vidyavat shabdaha. Yashasvat Shabdaha, Lakshmivat Shabdaha. In nominative case, it becomes Vidyavan. Vidya means knowledge, and one who is endowed with the knowledge is Vidyavan. Person of knowledge, person of wisdom is Vidyavan. Yashasvan, the one who is endowed with the fame, is Yashasvan. Then one who has prosperity, one who has wealth, is Lakshmivan. One who is endowed with all forms of wealth is Lakshmivan. In objective case, because what? Like how Dhanavan becomes Dhanavantam. Dhana, nominative Dhanavan, objective case Dhanavantam. So here also Vidyavantam, Vidyavan, Vidyavantam, Yashasvan, Yashasvantam, Lakshmivan, Lakshmivantam. Dhanam Kuru. O Devi, please do make. Kuru means what? Please do make me the person of wisdom. The person is endowed with the fame, the person of all forms of wealth. Vidyavantam Janam Mam Kuru. Yashasvantam janam mam kuru. Lakshmivantam janam mam kuru. Make me rich, make me wise, make me famous. See, you have to ask Devi. You want to become famous, ask Devi. Make me, Devi, please do make me Yashasvantam. Make me Lakshmivantam. Don't complain, don't, no money, no money. Ask her, Lakshmivantam kuru, Vidyavantam kuru, make me wise, make me intelligent. So here, hey Devi, Vidyavantam janam kuru, mom, is understood. Please do make me Vidyavan Purusha janaha, make me Yashaswan janaha, make me Lakshmivan janaha. So make me a person of wisdom, knowledge, person of fame, and a person of all forms of wealth. Vidyavantam, Yashasvantam, Lakshmivantam, Janam Kuru. Mam is in brackets. Mam, Tadra. Is it clear? Okay. Rupam Dehi. Make this person means what? Make me. Okay, not somebody else. Rupam Dehi, Jayan Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Dusho Jehi. It's a masculine gender word, but still it's also implies. Vidyavatim Kuru, Yashasvatim Kuru, Lakshmivatim Kuru, Mom. Okay. Prachanda Daitya Darpagne, Prachanda Daitya Darpagne, Chandike Pranatayame, Rupan Dehi Jayandehi, Yasho Dehi Dusho Jahi, Prachanda Daitya Darpagne, Chandike Pranatayame, Rupan Dehi Jayandehi, Yasho Dehi Dusho Jahi, Prachanda Daitya Darpagne, Chandike Pranatayame, Rupan Dehi Jayandehi, Yasho Dehi Dusho Jahi. So, may Rupam, may to me, may is means Mahyam. May is equal to Mahyam. Mahyam means to me. O Devi, please give me, to me. Give me what? Rupam Dehi. Mahyam Rupam Dehi. Mahyam Dehi. Mahyam Yashahi. Mahyam Vishaha. Mattaha Vishaha Jahi. Then, but to whom? Which sort of me? Pranataya. Again, Nataha. I already said Nata. Dental Nakara. Nata. Dental Nakara. The one. Nata means bowed participle. Put visarga nataha adjective. The one who has bowed. The person who has bowed. Vanangiyavan. Now we add prefix pra. Same meaning. Pranata. When you prefix pra is added because of rapa, dental nakara is replaced by cerebral nakara. Nata becomes pranata. Pranata, again bowed. Pranataha, the one who has bowed. Vanangiyavan. Pranataya vanangiyavanuk enak. Idellam kudu. O Devi, please bless me, the one who has bowed to you. I have bowed to you. Bless me, the one who has bowed to you. Unnai vanangiyavanukku, vanangi enakku. Bless me, the one who has bowed to you. Give me all these things. And you're calling Deva two names here. Chandike. Again, Chandika. Chandika has come again. Chandike. Pranataya me Rupam Dehi, Jayan Dehi, Yasho Dehi, Dvisho Jahi. One more name is there, Devi's name. Prachanda Daitya Darpagna. ఆకారాంత స్త్రీలింగ శబ్ద ప్రచండ దైత్య దర్పఘ్న ప్రచండ దైత్య దర్పఘ్న ఇది నేమ్ ఆఫ్ దేవి. సి దర్పహ మీన్స్ దర్పహ మీన్స్ ప్రైడ్ అరగన్స్ దర్పహ మీన్స్ మానిత్వం సెల్ఫ్ అగ్రండైజ్మెంట్ దర్పహ ప్రైడ్ దర్పహ అరగన్స్ అండ్ దర్పం యా హంతి షీ హు డిస్ట్రాయ్స్ రిమూవ్స్ ది ప్రైడ్ రిమూవర్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రైడ్ డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ అరగన్స్ ఈస్ దర్పఘ్న దర్పం యా హంతి సా దర్పఘ్న ఘ్న మీన్స్ డిస్ట్రాయర్ కిల్లర్ ఓకే దర్పఘ్న దర్పఘ్న మాస్కులిన్ జెండర్ దర్పఘ్న ఫెమినిన్ జెండర్ ఘ్న మీన్స్ డిస్ట్రాయర్ కిల్లర్ షీ ది డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ అరగన్స్ డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ ప్రైడ్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ దర్పం హంతి యా సా దర్పఘ్న She destroys the pride of whom daityanam darpagna daitya darpagna destroyer of guns of demons and not ordinary demons prachanda daityah highly powerful demons she who destroys the arrogance the pride of the powerful demons prachanda daityanam darpam yahanti sa prachanda daitya darpagna destroyer of the arrogance of powerful demons literal meaning in fact here very ahankara I sense itself is what the erroneous notion is darpa and the one who is endowed with the erroneous notion is the demon so prachanda daitya darpagna oh destroyer of the pride of the powerful demons hey chandike please bless me with the vision of their form bless me with absolute victory of moksha please bless me with the fame please remove all hostility from me the one who has bowed to you devi I bow to you I'm not arrogant anymore I surrender myself to you I bow to you and touch me please bless me with all these things ప్రచండ దైత్య దర్పఘ్నే చండికే కాలింగ్ దేవి బై టూ నేమ్స్ దెన్ యు ఆస్క్ మే ప్రణతాయ రూపం దేహి జయందే యశోదేహి ద్విషోజహి ప్రచండ దైత్య దర్పఘ్నే చండికే ప్రణతాయ మే రూపం దేహి జయందేహి యశోదేహి ద్విషోజహి నెక్స్ట్ చతుర్భుజే చతుర్వక్త్ర సంస్థే పరమేశ్వరి ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ యు డు నాట్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఎల్స్ అటెండింగ్ దిస్ క్లాస్ బీయింగ్ ఇన్ దిస్ క్లాస్ లిసనింగ్ టు దీస్ వర్డ్స్ వన్స్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈ సమ్ సార్ ఆఫ్ పుణ్యం చతుర్భుజే చతుర్వక్త్ర సంస్థే పరమేశ్వరి చతుర్భుజే చతుర్వక్త్ర సంస్థే Parameshwari Rupan Dehi Jayan Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. Fortunately, second line we don't need to know, isn't it? Already we know the meaning. The first line, before you ask for these things, before you present, you call Devi by three names. In this 18th mantra, you're calling Devi by three names. Chaturbhuja is Devi's name. Chaturvaktra Samstuta, second name. Parameshwari, third name. Three names. In vocative case, O Chaturbhuje, Chaturvaktra Samstute, Parameshwari. Chaturbhuja, Chatvaraha Bhujaha Yasyaha. Bhujaha means arm, hand. Chatvaraha Bhujaha Yasyaha. Sa Chaturbhuja. Four handed, four arm. Chaturbhuja. She who is Chatvaraha Bhujaha Yasyaha. Sa Chaturbhuja. Chaturbhuje, vocative case. O Devi who is ended with four hands. Yeah, I'm stopping with this. Then Chaturvaktra Samstuta. See, name of Brahma. One of the names of Brahma, Hiranyagarbha, is Chaturvaktraha, Chaturmukaha. Chaturmukaha, Chaturvaktraha means Vaktram, Mukham means the same. Mukham, Vaktram means face. So, Chatvari Mukhani Yasya. Not yasyaha, chatvari mukhani yasya, chatvari vaktrani yasya, saha chatur vaktraha, chatur mukaha, four headed or four faced, chatvari mukhani yasya, saha chatur mukaha, chatvari vaktrani yasya, saha chatur vaktraha, four faced, four headed, non muhan. Chatur vaktraha means non muhan. Okay. And chatur vaktrena samstuta. Okay. Now samstuta. See, stuta, praised, glorified. Stuta, participle. Like stauti. Stutihi, noun. Stuta, participle. Praised, worshipped, glorified, stuta. And sam is a prefix. Sam stuta, same meaning. Sam stuta, praised, glorified, worshipped. Now, Chaturvaktrena Samstuta. She who is praised, worshipped by Brahma, four-headed Brahma, four-faced Brahma. She who is worshipped or praised by four-faced Brahma is called Chaturvaktra Samstuta. Nanmuhanal Tudikapattavale Chaturbhuje, O four-handed, four-armed Devi, O Devi who is worshipped or praised by four-headed, four-faced Brahma, Chaturvaktra Samstute Parameshwari, O exalted Lord, Parama Ishwari. Ishwari is a feminine form of Ishwaraha. O exalted Lord. In English, I know English, we have lady. We're exalted lady, I don't want to say. Parameshwari, or exalted Lord. Parameshwari, vocative. Chaturbhuje, Chaturvaktra Samstute, Parameshwari. Call Devi all by these names. Then ask her, Rupam Dehi, Jayam Dehi, Eshaha Dehi, Dvishaha Jahi. Okay, we'll finish this next class. Chaturbhuje Chaturvaktra Samstute Parameshwari. Chaturvaktra Samstuta is one name, one word. Can't break in between. Chaturbhuje Chaturvaktra Samstute Parameshwari. Chaturbhuje Chaturvaktra Samstute Parameshwari. Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We have a few more. We'll complete it. We'll complete the whole Kilakam and this together next class. Because Kilakam, we don't have many. We can complete together everything next class. Actually, Dadati. Imperative is Dehi. Second person.
Thank you.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Tirubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.